Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Ubukumkani bukaThixo. Yeah, beautiful song. It's not the title of the song. I just came up, you know, remember that there is a word called ubukumkani, so it's not necessarily related to this song. I tried to listen to it attentively to find out if I can hear ubukumkani. I didn't hear anything. I haven't heard anything about ubukumkani, so I'm just talking about ubukumkani. Bukatiko. It is 20 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily compa. Major!
Hey, Muruti Moabi and your beloved listeners, Radio Pulpit, Madu Mekiao.
Ralebo Hamruduaka, Ralebo Hamrimoka di Pula, let's talk to Zagere.
Hey, man, one of Mela,
hey, dear senior, and that, dear senior, how are you? I get to go
yes, Magaremule went to talk again.
Yeah, in everything, in all things, for all things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Ralebo Hamrutua Kahumpion Ribuaka afflictions cannot rise a second time. Maybe my phrasing is not correct there, but if you can please correct me and take us to the very same scripture that addresses that issue.
Yes, no. You hit it straight. You hit the nail on the head, Maruti. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. I would love to approach you. You know, you find this scripture in the book of Nahum, chapter number 1, verse number 9. But I just took the last sentence on that verse. And now I won't be approaching the whole picture, you know, exercising exegesis, but I will try to come up with exegesis because there is a point that I'm trying to drive here. We know that in the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible says in chapter number 3, verse number 15, the Bible there says, Maruti, what happens now has happened in the past, and what will happen in the future has happened before. God makes the same things happen again and again. Now, after I have sat and pondered upon certain occurrences and situations, I mean, being a leader, there are certain things that come in to drive. There are certain things that come in to Oscar Robala pursue, because now you are leading people, and we know it is highly impossible. We saw tomorrow and also can fix up a thing. So what normally happens is that before you can lead people, before you can qualify, you know, to be on that realm where you are trusted as the leader, there are certain things there is a certain school and after you have qualified, then that's when now you sought after the people who are like-minded, you know, whom you can gather as congregation so that you can come and unpack your experience, so that they can be a direction. And then there's a certain goal that you want to achieve in life. But now we find the same pattern now in the lineage, the pattern that the family are. The reason why each and every family has got a name, the reason why each and every family in the same name, it simply means that and it is in the same lineages and family patterns where we see, you know, certain, you know, afflictions, not trouble, repeating itself from time to time, from one generation to another. And we find the same pattern. We find the same pattern because God sometimes allows the situations to repeat itself so that when the cornucopia of the family has risen and come and stop that pattern, then it's only when then the lineage can be graduated to the next level. Murut, if we can sit down and ponder upon the situation at the church, we'll find that we have people who gather each and every given Sunday, but they are struggling with issues that the preacher knows nothing about. We come prepared, you know, packaging all sorts of verses. We bring all sorts of the concordance, you know, to come and excite people with motivational, you know, topics or otherwise. Some, they come and they cup and chop, you know, based on, but by Lauren, they are living in the bondage of sin, struggling and weaknesses. But nobody, you know, one actually sit down and do thorough and proper analysis. Yeah, or na batubana bako ukai, and then batubana where, I mean, must I take them? Remember what happened to the king, you know, David, when he was pursued by Saul, when Saul realized that God is just about to appoint David to take his place. When he landed in the place called Adullam, you know, in that cave, people who gathered around him was people who were overly heavily burdened. They were outcast, some were rejected, some they were overwhelmed by the issues of life. But David managed to turn those people into an army. Now, there was no army that was compared to the army that was led by David during those days. Now, imagine if we can have that pattern again, Murut, where we declare and we decree that affliction shall not rise up the second time. So whatever crisis, whatever trouble, whatever pattern that has occurred, you know, from time to time in the lineages that is families, you know, in the bloodline, you know, somebody have to succumb when we gather, you know, in our churches from time to time, especially kana go tsere ko parlang ka tsona. Now re kopana ka lebaka la hore look, we are facing situations here. We are facing, you know, calamities. They're luring. They destroyed and rendered our predecessors, you know, stagnant for the longest of time. That is why many people even went to the grave without defeating even a single, you know, battle. So now it is for us, you know, by Lauren, they were born in a time such as this. Who's supposed to come now and gather and rally around the same pattern and say, listen here, affliction, listen here, trouble, not under my watch. I cannot allow you to rise up for the second time. So I'm here to set the next generation free. I'm here to make sure that we will start ascending the certain patterns and the levels, I mean, allow us to achieve in life. Because many people, Mruti, there is only one pattern that they see from time to time. There's only one pattern from time to time. I mean, there are a lot of things that people are struggling with. People, they are indebted. Some high salibaduti karadi koloto, they don't find a way through. From one year, you know, and the next year, you know, even they go to Masekala, you know, they come and they are hoping for the best, or maybe things will change, but they find themselves, you know, indebted in that situation from time to time. And then you find a situation where some people, they live in the bondage, you know, your fornication. They can't find themselves, you know, I mean, delivered from that pattern. They move from one deliverance session to another. They push them to fall down. Marhaba ye mamolda, they're struggling with issues. We find people who cannot stick, you know, in marriages. They face divorce from time to time. And those are the issues, Multitelorine, when we come and gather relevant abamotim, especially na bunyetwa nangliye. We need to come to a point where we declare and decree that affliction shall not rise up the second time. I don't know whether
absolutely, yeah, ke Ramrudi, affliction shall not rise the second time. And again, it's a motivation in a way to, you know, tell us to stand against these things that are harassing us. You know, when Muruti every year ukopana le the same thing, that mukhola ha ukopana le tsona, lwena it's part and parcel of your life, but that can come to an end. You can put an end to that by standing on the word that simply because the Bible says that does not necessarily mean it is not going to take its chance, Muruti. Normally, the enemy, or in most cases, the enemy uses our ignorance as far as the scripture is concerned, or the scriptures are concerned. So if you don't know that affliction shall not rise the second time, you're going to accept it as a normal way of life.
And this is where you find people, Muruti, jumping from one ministry to another. You know, this is what we call church hopping. You know, today umona osano umole, osano umole, and they ended up now backsliding. They ended up even now derailed from the truth. Why? Because we don't come up with a way of answering, you know, the crisis. People, they are faced with issues, Muruti. And since we know for a fact that life is all about levels, we cannot allow Banaba Mudimu Udula leveling A1 for the longest of time. We have people who've been praying and praying and praying and praying, but they never act upon what they are praying for. Some they even forgot Murudo now. I mean, what is that that they're actually praying for? Today, Babona ena by rapela. Osani Babona ena by rapela. So people, they struggle with formulas, you know, to overcome certain situations. So instead of us now gathering, you know, and repeating the monotonous pattern from time to time, people about the who could be not been a second, now wait or so, then they're like, oh, hi, who be not been a second, now wait or so. Let us start dealing with the issues. Under bondage. Let's take, you know, Banaba Mudimo back to the cave, Edizwam Adula, where we're dealing with the real issues of life. Well, you'll find from time to time when you ask people to invite others to church, they will go to some other churches, you know, to invite Baba Twagin and Kereke Mall or no. But there are so many people who never go to church. There are a lot of people out there, but they are under serious Muruti attack, their bondage. Mm. You know, but they suffer from depression. They suffer from addiction. They suffer from alcohol. Mm. I mean, you name it.
And Halis Naleva invite, leva welcome, leva ra, leva tla happy next week.
Look, hang at now what I've actually realized is that let us try our level best to hear from God.
Mm.
Sometimes we gather people, yes, they come, but as they have come, we don't even know what we have gathered. We don't know whom we are surrounded with. You know, there is this other word in Hebrew, bar jimar hatikun. Jimar hatikun simply means spiritual correctness.
Meaning what? Jimar hatikum.
Yes, hatikum.
Yeah, nikvator leba bungutele nor I can speak, deep Hebrew is jimar hatikum.
Yeah, jimar hatikum. So it simply means spiritual correctness. We have people, by Lauren, they try to grow spiritually, but they suffer from spiritual growth. They suffer from all sorts of gifts they want to attain and achieve. And now that's why you find when we gather, you know, every Sundays, you know, in our gatherings, it's a show, Murudi. It's a gimmick. You know, everybody wants to show up. If somebody wants to show off or this is what I know, this is what I can do. But in a real-life situation, people are struggling with issues. When people close, you know, the doors behind them, when they lock themselves in the closet, it's tears, Muruti, after tears. People are sobbing, people are discouraged, and that's why now they start now, you know, mixing letswai le swiki, you know. They go and borrow advices from the kingdom of darkness, and yet they come again, they want to worship the Lord. So all I'm saying tonight, Gyori, can we just reflect upon these things? What are you struggling with? What is that thing that, you know, has been torturing you for the longest of time? Yes, Rautiba, we pita mwana modimo. Yes, Rautiba, or when I can pray in tongues. Yes, we know that you can prophet guess, you can prophet try, and also you can prophet lie. But this time around, let us, you know, put everything aside. Let us cut the chase and deal with the real issues of life. What is that that you are struggling with? What is that that tormented your predecessors for the longest of time? In that lineage, in that family, lesuku lakai, you know, whom are you surrounded with? You know, but bana ba no ba pota potiling. King ubonelo rebatsenywa king from time to time. Because what is bothering them, what is defeating them, what is destroying them, is the same demon, is the same devil that is also pursuing you. Yes, when you might survive, but what about your children? What about those who are coming after you? So make sure that when you die empty. How you die empty? By conquering, you know, each and every situation or pattern that defeated many people who came before you. I guess by so doing, Moruti, we can actually, you know, bring the whole picture now, you know, visible. Mm. Each and every one Yabakamwebona, we can make the power of God tangible to such a point where people will know where Haribuaka Mudimo, Ribuaka Mudimu and Neti, Mudimu Yapelam. Unlike Mudimo, Elon Ribuaka and about we remain defeated. Mudimo Elon Ribuaka and about there is nothing that we can show of or look. This is what the Lord has done.
So ke mafoko fela gare gona sepe se leng gore sa bontsha gore modimo re buang kana ke modimo wa the book of Acts, ke modimo wa the book of John, ke modimo wa the book of Matthew. So yeah, rona re bua fela, but we don't see the power that the biblical, you know, characters experienced or have seen.
It is time Muruti, for the church to make sure where Rebona the happy endings in each and every way of life, you know, so that the world can see the real salt and the real light of this world. People now, they are confused now, because but there is still hope in God. And tonight I want to declare and to decree that affliction shall not rise up the second time.
Affliction shall not rise up for the second time. Should you also add, even though I'm not supposed to add anything, but I'm not necessarily adding anything. I'm just, agreeing with what Muruti is saying. Really, affliction should not rise the second time. We should not allow it to rise the second time. Mo mapilong arun. Muruti, re lebogile, re bogetse nako ya gago for sharing this awesome message with us.
Thank you so much, Muruti.
Re kopa dinomoro tsa go tsa mogala.
072-316-316-317.
Okay. 072-316-317.
Thank you, Moruti.
Okay. Kidi nomoro tsa ga re Moruti tsa mogala tso 072-316-317. Ndikira lo kerele nar khaogane ka ona na go er kopane mo na go ngetlang modimo aratile wa re baballang aratile a re kopane jalo mo na go ngetlang. After 8 ke hlalanati.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.